من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن لم يستطع منكم طولا أن ينكح المحصنات المؤمنات فمما ملكت أيمانكم من فتياتكم المؤمنات والله أعلم بإيمانكم بعضكم من بعض. In the previous ayats, Allah explained to women that we are not allowed to marry. Then Allah explained to women that we are allowed to marry. And then the conditions for marriage, what the conditions are for marriage to be correct. Now in this ayat, in that, Allah Ta'ala had explained also that when a person consummates his marriage, at that time the mahar, the dowry, becomes fully wajib and it has to be paid. With regard to that, at that point in that ayat, a great difference has come about between the Shias and the Sunnis. The Shias at that time, at point, they tried to prove that muta, temporary marriage, is permissible, which is totally wrong. There is no temporary marriage in Islam. There is no muta. When a person gets married, he gets married with the niyat that it is lifelong, forever. And in fact, with the intention and with the composure that ups and downs will come, but our marriage will carry on forever. And very long discussion takes place, the proofs of the Shia and the proofs of the Sunnis, which won't really benefit us as ordinary people. But let us just understand that there is absolutely no muta that is permissible according to Quran and Sunnah. It is an innovation where they have gone astray in many things. This is also one thing where they have gone astray, and they permit temporary marriage, which is nothing more than zina and adultery. However, after that now, Allah Ta'ala explains that those men who are financially not in a position to marry a free woman, and this was at that time when there was slave woman available, then Allah encourages that they can't afford to marry a free woman, the mahar, and to look after her according to her standard, then they should marry the slave woman. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ مِنْكُمْ طَوْلًا أَنْ يَنْكِحَ الْمُحْسَنَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. اور جو کوئی نہ رکھے تم میں مقدور اس کا کہ نکاح میں لائے بیویاں مسلمان. And those who don't have the financial ability and strength to marry the free Muslim woman, their mahar is also more, the standard of living is also higher, so to maintain them it's not possible for everyone, and those who cannot afford it. And this was the time when there were still free, there were slave women. Now there are no slave women, so this also does not apply at all in our times. And in that case, when there were slave women available, فَمِمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ مِنْ فَتَيَاتِكُمُ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. تو نکاح کر دے ان سے جو تمہارے ہاتھ کا مال ہے, جو کہ تمہارے آپس کی لونڈیاں ہیں مسلمان. Then marry those who are in your possession, that is the slave women that they are, whether it's your slave woman or somebody else's slave woman, with the master's permission. A free woman, if you marry her, then she can, on her own, she gives herself in marriage. When she's asked, are you prepared to marry so and so, she can give her permission. But the slave woman cannot marry without the permission of her master. So after obtaining the permission of the master, you can marry somebody else's slave woman also. Then she becomes your wife, and her standard of living is lower, her mahar will be lower, and for those who cannot afford to pay the higher mahar, then this is a way out that Allah has shown. And when you do marry a slave woman, don't think that you are superior than them, don't think that they are inferior. By Allah, it is not your financial status that counts, who is more rich and who is more poor, there your iman matters, who has got greater iman. And in the history of Islam, there were very many slave men, slave women whose iman was much, much more stronger than the iman of free people. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِإِيمَانِكُمْ. Or Allah ko khub maalum hai tumhare musalmani. Allah knows very well who is a better Muslim and who is a weaker and a poor Muslim. This is only made permissible for financial, from the financial aspect. But our value by Allah is not according to our financial status, it is according to our iman and Islam. So if you do marry a slave woman, if you marry her, her standard of living is less, you will pay less, but don't look down upon her. And consequently, don't take advantage of her wrongly and treat her like a piece of rag or something. Consider her iman. Only Allah knows whose iman is more stronger and whose Islam is more better. And that is what counts by Allah Ta'ala. بَعْضُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْضٍ. Tum aapas mein ek ho. You are all one. They are also human beings. You are also human beings. Just because they are slaves, so don't look down upon them. The turn of the times and the turn of time and tide has made them slave people. Otherwise, they were also free people. Now that they have become slaves, don't look down upon them. Don't ill-treat them. And remember that you are all from Adam a.s. and Hawa a.s. Whether you are the free people who are not slaves, or whether it is the slaves, all of you, you are one, or you are part of one another. So in this ayat then, part of the ayat, Allah Ta'ala has shown the way out for those people who cannot afford to marry a free woman. And this was at that time when there were slave women available which could be married. Today there are no slave women, so a person has to marry a free woman, and then the mahar should be kept reasonable. It's not even for us to pay the mahar e fatmi. The ulama have worked out that what is the minimum mahar, and it is a prevalent practice amongst in our society to pay the lesser mahar, which is also a great favor of Allah Ta'ala, which makes making nisab nikah easy. If we keep the mahar too high, as is the custom, especially in the Arabs and also in some other areas, then nikah becomes very difficult, in fact, impossible. And because of that, then adultery starts. Because if the young people don't get married and they have their desires, their sexual desires, then adultery and zina becomes common in a community, and that brings the wrath and azab of Allah Ta'ala. And the root cause is because too high a mahar is fixed. And also the standard of living, when it is too high, a person feels, I can't get married, it's too expensive to maintain a family, to maintain a house. If we keep our standard of living in a reasonable limit, then it's easy to get married and to maintain a family, and then you have a stable society and a healthy society physically and morally and spiritually also. So Allah give us the tawfiq to understand our deen, what a perfect, beautiful deen we have been given, and that we live according to that and enjoy the fruit of it in this dunya, and the real fruit in the akhirat forever, in the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala.